Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the second parak of Maseches Arla. Today we're going to be learning Parak Beis Mishnah Yud Gimel and Parak Beis Mishnah Yud Dalet. Parak Beis Mishnah Yud Gimel is going to deal with the halachos of tuma, not the halachos of bittul, of nullification, like we've been dealing with until now. And the reason why this particular Mishnah is included here in Maseches Arla is because of its relationship and similarity to what we learned previously in Perek Beis Mishnah Yod Aleph, where Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim disagreed about whether to follow the last type of sourdough that went in for the purposes of bittul and allowing the various doughs to arise. The Mishnah here is going to be discussing the case of a leather utensil, for example, let's say a shoe, that was rubbed with oil in order to soften it. Now, much of this oil becomes absorbed into the leather, and some of it comes out again when the shoe in this case is used and pressure is applied to it. For example, when a person is going to be, let's say, wearing the shoe, when he steps down, then some of the oil is going to come out of it. In the case the Mishnah is going to be discussing, the shoe was then rubbed twice, however, once with oil that was Tameh, and once with oil that was Tahor. However, the question is going to be which oil came out when the person wore the shoe, the first oil that came in, or the second oil that came in. Then that's going to help us understand the status of the shoe in the realm of Tumah, Vitara, purity, and impurity. The Mishnah is going to begin by giving us two different cases, one where the Tumah oil was used first, and one where the Tumah oil was used second. Says the Mishnah, Kalim Shesachan B'Shem and Tumah, if leather utensils, for example, the shoe, was rubbed with Tumah oil in order to soften them. Again, if you're going to rub it with Tumah oil, then the shoe, in this case, is going to become Tameh, but then v'chazer v'sachan b'shem adar. But then he goes ahead, and after it was immersed in the mikvah to make them tahor, they were rubbed again with oil. But this time the oil was tahor, was pure oil. That's case number one. Case number two, osha sachan b'shem tahor, or the opposite happened, where first they rubbed it with tahor, with pure oil, v'chazer v'sachan b'shem tameh, and then after the tahor oil had dried, they were rubbed again with tameh oil, thereby making the shoes tameh. Then they were immersed in the mikvah to make them tahor, and they were used, and some of the oil came out. So the question now is, do we assume that this was tameh oil that came out, or do we assume that it was the tahor oil that came out? Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer says, Acher harishon aniba. I follow the first oil, meaning the oil that was absorbed first is the one that comes out. That's at least the Bartinura, how the Bartinura points out. And the Rishalmi explains that the second oil essentially pushes out the first oil, meaning when the second oil is absorbed, it penetrates more deeply, and it pushes the first oil closer to the surface. Therefore, when the leather is squeezed and some oil comes out, it is the first oil that comes out. And again, that is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Therefore, in the case where the tameh oil was absorbed first, the shoe would be tameh. In the case where the tahor oil was absorbed, where the tahor oil was absorbed first, the shoe would remain tahor. It's all about the first oil that was rubbed. However, v'chachamim say acher ha'acher, and we follow the last oil, meaning according to the chachamim, the oil that was absorbed first caused the leather to become saturated, and it became unable really to hold much more oil, and therefore the second oil remains close to the surface, and that's really the one that gets pushed out when the person walks, when the person's pushing out some of the oil. Therefore, if the second oil was tameh, the kli, the shoe, would be tameh. If the second oil was tahor, the kli would be tahor. It's all based on the second oil that was used to rub the shoe. Continuing now with Parak Beis, Mishnah Yodal, as we return to the topic of two sourdoughs that combine to leaven. What's the halacha if they are leavening a permitted dough, and both of the sourdoughs in this particular case are usher. In the Mishnahs Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, we discussed in a situation where one of the sourdoughs was usher and one of the sourdoughs was permitted. But now we're going to discuss a case where both sourdoughs that fell into the permitted dough are both prohibited, are both usher. Says the Mishnah, Seor shel Truma, Vishal Kili, Akarim, Shenaflu, Soch Isa, if sourdough of Truma and sourdough of Kili HaKerem fell into dough that was permitted. Lo bazak kdei lechametz v'lo bazak kdei lechametz. But there was not enough of either of these two doughs by themselves to leaven the dough, meaning the Kili HaKerem sourdough and the Truma sourdough independently could not have leavened the dough, but together they v'nitztarfu v'chimtzu. But they combined and together they were able to leaven the dough together. So says the Mishnah, Osir Lizarim, the dough is certainly prohibited. It's not allowed to be eaten by non-Kohanim after all. Both the Truma sourdough and the Kili HaKerem sourdough are prohibited to a regular person, to a non-Kohen. However, says the Mishnah, Umutar LeKohanim, but such dough would be allowed to be consumed by the Kohanim, because Kohanim are allowed to eat Truma, and since only the Kili HaKerem is forbidden to them, and but the Kili HaKerem could not by itself leaven the dough is therefore permitted to them, according to the opinion of the Tanakama. However, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon, Matir Lazarim Vila Kohanim, Rabbi Shimon permits this dough to both non-Kohanim and to regular Kohanim, since the two pieces of the leaven of the sourdough are not forbidden under the same Isser, they're both different Isurim, they do not combine to prohibit the dough. Again, that is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, as we learned in Perek Beis Mishnah Yud, where he was consistent, that he held over there, that even two substances that are the same do not combine to prohibit if they are forbidden by two different Isurim. Have a great day.